want to bring Dangerous Daryl Ryder in. And of course, he's 92.3 The Fan's beat reporter. And Daryl, how you doing today, man?
I'm a little winded, a little out of shape. I got to get myself into training camp shape. I would have failed the conditioning test.
Man, the conditioning test, yeah, it looked crazy. I was watching a little bit online, and the conditioning test is something I don't miss playing football. That's one of the things I don't want no parts of. But what I do like and what I do want parts of is today. Today, if there's any day you can go out and look at it, today is practice, and today is the first day with pads on. We get to evaluate the linemen, the defensive linemen, and linebacker group. Which group are you looking to see today with the physicality that Freddie Kitchens wants?
Well, it's the boys up front. Obviously, one of the big stories, Garrett, with this training camp is the battle at right guard, and the first day in pads goes to, drumroll please, Eric Kush.
Really?
He is in pads at right guard with the first team offense. So, in its rotation. Don't read anything into that, but it just, Austin Corbett started on Thursday at the first practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday they switched it out. Kyle Kalis, the St. Ed's product.
Mm-hmm.
He was with the ones, and then today it's Eric Kush. So they're rotating that. And one of the things that they're doing there, G. Bush, is they are evaluating not just right guard, but they're evaluating the versatility of those competing for that job, because I anticipate that Kalis will be the backup center today, because that's how they've done it on Thursday. How they laid it out. Corbett was there Friday. Corbett was the backup center. Okay, yesterday, Kalis and Kush was the backup. So that's how they're rotating these guys. So it's a dual evaluation. The right guard spot's important, but they're clearly also looking for the guy that doesn't win that job.
Mm-hmm.
He might be that sixth offensive lineman.
Now, do you expect fully for this the guard position battle to go throughout training camp,
yeah,
and it is going to go right down to the last preseason game as far as who they tap on the shoulder to be that depth starter?
At least the third preseason game. I think that when we get to the third preseason game, we're going to have an idea who it's going to be, because you want all your starters out there. That's the dress rehearsal. Freddie Kitchens was asked after practice yesterday about that battle. And just, when is he going to make that decision? The very question you just asked me. And he said, I don't know. I can't answer that right now. So we'll have to wait and see. Expect this rotation to continue for at least 2 weeks.
Talking to 92.3 The Fan's beat reporter Daryl Ryder. And when you look at that position group in that battle going towards, the rest of the season or rest of the preseason and on into the third preseason game, another group that I'm looking at is the linebacker group. Who are the guys that are providing the depth, and what is it looking like behind Kirksey behind Schobert as far as your minutes?
Yeah, it's the two kids they drafted, Mac Wilson and Sione Takitaki. Now, Takitaki didn't make any friends the first couple of days of practice out here. I don't think him and Duke Johnson are going to go into dinner anytime soon.
Okay.
But, I asked Kitchens about that situation yesterday because – you want those players that aren't afraid to get under somebody's skin, but there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. And as Freddie said yesterday, I like it, but I don't like it on my practice field with my own guys. And also, you got to be smart when you do stuff like that you don't get penalties in games. But the two kids they drafted, really, because there's not a lot of depth in that linebacking. I would say that is the weakest spot on this roster from a depth perspective. I believe that if they could have made more changes at linebacker this offseason, aside from just the release of Jamie Collins in February, I think they would have. They're in no hurry to extend Joe Schobert.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically going to have to prove himself. He's kind of in a similar boat as, J.C. Treader. Not that Demarius Randall needs to prove himself. Demarius Randall, that's just a business decision. I don't see the Cleveland Browns handing out a $70 million contract to him with 30 plus guaranteed. I don't, you know.
As a safety.
Right.
And that's, you know, the safety market is gone up a little bit. I could totally get
just a smidge. They got paid this offseason.
Yeah, they did.
And there was no one that was more happy about that than Demarius Randle. This isn't a quality of player issue here, okay? This is a roster construction, financial distribution, salary distribution situation here. They have a lot of blue-chip contracts now as it is, especially now that they've got Odell on the roster. You got Jarvis. Myles Garrett's going to be coming up here, so taking care of him is going to be a priority. In a couple years, you're going to have to take care of Baker Mayfield. So there is a fiscal responsibility that John Dorsey has to exercise with this. When they didn't get it done in March, that's when I started to worry about it. Mm-hmm. And kudos to Demarius for holding out, because he's going to go into free agency next year as potentially the best safety that'll be available.
Yeah.
And you know what that means, G. Bush.
You got to show me the money. The bag is on the way.
Back up the Brinks truck. He'll be rolling into training camp next year with the Brinks truck.
Yeah, he got the bag, you know. You know, talking about players that you want to see flash, who is somebody that may be a veteran or somebody that's a little established that you need to see a play from today, that you need to see something from?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I need to see something today. I want to see some consistency from David Njoku. I think that, you know, as he comes into his third season, G. Bush, this is a year where he needs to take that next step, okay, more than just maybe being a red zone target. Like, he needs to take that next step to showing that he really is a complete player. He's a physical specimen.
I saw him walking out here.
Sun's out, six-pack out. That's how Njoku rolls, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, he's someone that I'd like to see take the next step in his career. Seth DeValve is on the bubble, I think, here in this camp. Had some injury issues the last couple of years. Got to get through this camp healthy. He's a productive player when he's healthy, okay? But one thing that you saw this offseason that John Dorsey did with the roster is he brought in a couple bigger tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, when you look at that group now, it's like, oh, these guys are a little taller than I'm used to seeing.
I said that's the first thing that hit me in the face was, oh, my goodness. We can actually tell the difference between position groups. Like, they don't all play the same thing. Like, yeah, he brought some bigger guys in. And you have a sleeper that you're watching? Sleeper.
A sleeper? I don't necessarily have a sleeper, but I am watching the kickers and the punters.
Okay.
Because
we're talking kickers and punters. I like it.
Well,
I like that.
Listen, last year the kicking game cost them between 2 and 4 games.
Yes, it did.
Now, this is a team that finished 7-8-1 a year ago. And I know we're going into this butts of candy and nuts jar, which I love to do, but the reality is that if they played at the proficient level from start to finish last year, that team was good enough to win 10 games. Okay? Now, you look at the additions this year, I'm setting the bar at 10 wins because I do recognize it's hard to go from 7 wins to 10 wins in the National Football League, but last year's team had the ability to win 10. Granted, you are what your record is. They didn't do it. They're a 7-win team. But the improvements this year, you cannot this year lose games because of special teams. You can't. And one thing that I like that Freddie Kitchens is doing in practice here, right before they went to the 11-on-11 team, they went special teams, punting, downing the ball inside the 5. Okay? Scottish Hammer, love the rugby-style drop kick on the punt where you drop the ball vertical on your foot. But he's got to learn the finesse and the finer points of the game. And I think that's why Britton Colquitt, I think, has, pardon the horrible pun, but I love horrible punts, the leg up on him, because Colquitt has already established that. Colquitt knows how to hold. He knows how to drop the ball inside the 20.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Gillen, he's having to learn those type of things. He's having to learn how to drop the ball inside, you know, the 10-yard line and get it to hit right and do the coffin corner and those type of things. As far as the kickers go, I am interested to see with Austin Seibert and Greg Joseph, who ultimately comes out in that. Right now, Joseph, I have him in the lead just because he had a better day yesterday. Seibert banked a 48-yarder off the left upright, missed a 41-yarder in team, while Joseph was perfect, 4-for-4. But those two jobs are critical to this team.
Will they keep more than one kicker?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, the one thing that the Browns have going for them, G. Bush, is that they're top heavy at receiver. You got Odell, you got Jarvis, and then you got Antonio Callaway and Rashard Higgins. Oh, by the way, Rashard Higgins is the fourth guy I mentioned in that group, right?
Yeah, Hollywood.
Meanwhile, OBJ and Rashard are out there working on rolling out the red carpet. They're practicing their routine in the end zone during their positional drills. But I think that they might be able to keep five wide receivers instead of six. Therefore, that opens a roster spot that can be used somewhere else. I just don't think it's going to be on a second kicker.
All right, man. Daryl, thanks for joining me, and enjoy practice. Go ahead and get to that and give me some good footage out there, man.
I'm going
to
go work on my tan now.
All right,
excuse me.
216-578-0092 at GBush91 on Twitter. We will break it down. We'll get into some of those position groups coming up, and we will do that all coming up next from training camp. It's the Barbershop on 92.3 The Fan.